Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case? I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! Yes, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yes, it's time for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Welcome. We have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We are live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. I want to thank everybody for all my birthday wishes. And just let me make one thing perfectly clear. As long as you're going to have me come into your homes and in the car, I'll be here. That's right. I'm not going nowhere. I love this radio show. I brought it 7 years ago, 8 years in April, for a reason. And that reason is panning out to be true. 30% of our audience is sighted, and I love that. I love all you sighted people listening to this radio show, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted the sighted people to know about the blind community. For you folks listening for the first time, this show is a bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's correct. I'm blind. And you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's called Beyond because it's more than blind. It's beyond blind. We say we can do everything that a sighted person can do except drive a car. And some of us think they can even drive a car better than a lot of you folks. The one reason my wife said that she basically, well, she wasn't glad I was blind, but she's glad I'm not driving anymore because I was not a good driver, she said. She said I was worse than the cab drivers in New York, and that's pretty bad. Folks, I want you to put your safety belts on. I want you to get ready for a really, very good show for you tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean an unbelievable wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn?
I'm here. By hook or crook, I'm here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the June 26th, the last Sunday in June, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way from Ocala, Florida, in his home in Ocala, Florida, the one, the only, Reverend Charles Brooks. Are you there, Charles?
I am here, Michael. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It is good to be in your homes, in your cars this evening. Hope you will enjoy and hang in there with us. We're having fun.
And in the studio, Well, without him, we can't have a show because he's the one who's in the studio. He's the one pushing all those buttons and turning all those dials. The one, the only, Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there, Chris?
Elvis. I'm all shook up. How you doing? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chris.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. Aha. How you doing? Charles, Mike, Lynn?
We're doing.
Oh.
Chris, do we sound okay in the studio?
Yes, ma'am. You sound good coming through on my end.
Sounds very good.
That was just me talking low. Yeah, you sound good on my end.
I know.
How do I sound on your end?
Oh, you always sound fabulous,
Just a little faint, but we'll live with it tonight.
A little faint.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to faint.
I understand you take good pictures.
Yeah, he does.
Who told you that, Mike? Come on. No, Mike, don't believe the hype. Hey, you get it? Mike, don't believe the hype. Charles, it was an Elvis Presley impression. That's all.
Look, I'm told that you take good pictures. What am I going to say? I can't see the picture, so I have to say if you take good pictures, I can't see it myself.
I got you, yeah. Yeah, I had a fantastic time on last weekend with you all. It was great seeing everybody. I seen Santa Claus. I seen Too Tall Jones. Charles and Gary. That's who I was talking about, just in case everybody needed to know. And then I saw the professor herself, Dr. Sheila. Yeah, she got me beat.
Yes.
But then
Listen, folks.
Carol, all the way from Brunswick, Georgia. They drove some minutes, they drove some seconds, and they drove some hours all the way from Brunswick, Georgia. Miss Carolyn and her beautiful, lovely, gorgeous Kool-Aid smile daughter, Marilyn. Marilyn lives in Georgia, but she goes by the name of Marilyn.
Carolyn, hope you're listening. Call in.
Right. And then Charles.
What is he saying?
Charles had call in.
Yeah, you call in anytime. Call in anytime.
My wife and Pam had a great conversation over there. So I missed that whole entire conversation, what they had going on. Charles, my wife is still laughing at you and how you was just tearing the table up, especially with that balloon sitting
there. You know what? I gotta give a free plug to Jax. Because yeah. I'll tell you something. Their wings are tremendous. They got the best wings in town.
I think Chris liked the ribs. He took a picture.
Oh, they got great ribs too. The ribs are great, but their wings are sensational. Their wings are fabulous. Jack's Fifth Avenue in Lake Mary, Florida. You want to go to a place that got great wings, unbelievable ribs? Oh, what is that thing that had that thing at the end of the dessert? What was that called?
Empanadas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. They knock your socks off. Hey, Chris, did you taste those empanadas?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It's chocolate, caramel inside. It was sensational. And anyway, folks, yeah, great for diabetics. That's correct.
We had a lot of fun.
We did.
Listen, folks, tonight we got some great trivia. I'm thinking of some trivias right now.
What do you mean you're thinking of trivias?
I am.
We already assigned our trivias, right, Chris?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I don't think we'll have enough time for any more trivia.
Okay, I was going to say some good trivia.
I think we would go to break and take our first guest. What do you think?
Okay, is he on the line?
Wait, Charles, do you have any shout-outs? I don't tonight.
No shout-outs tonight? No. Chris, you got a shout-out? You got any shout-outs there, Charles Brooks?
Yes. I have a shout-out for James Hill, for James Thomas, for Daryl Goldsmith. Hello, all you veterans.
Oh, there you go. Charles.
All these vets. Okay.
Cool.
That's cool.
All righty.
All right, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more to come up. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh,
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Make sure you...
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Yes, we're back. Number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow now. 407-894-1680. And for those folks that are driving, if you're going to call in, pull over on the road. Don't call while you're driving, please. Pull over on the road. We'd love to hear from you. Lynn, you're up now.
Okay, and this is, I'm really excited about this, to welcome back Michael Williams. And Michael, if you don't, Michael, the audience never met Michael. Michael is an award-winning artist who launched the International Association for Sight Impaired Artists, and he's also a talented musician, and he's calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome, Michael.
Welcome.
Michael, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm excited.
So, Michael, so tell us a little bit about what your vision situation is, a little bit about your background before you tell us about your hobbies.
Well, I was born visually impaired with a eye disorder called Stargardt. And they said it usually starts when you're at the age of your teenage years, and it stabilizes when you get in your 20s. And I've been knowing it ever since the age of three that something was wrong. But I continue to push on, because when you have an eye disorder or any type of disability, you don't allow it to limit you in whatever you set your heart and your dreams to do. But being vision impaired, I do utilize a lot of visual aids as well as technology. I do use Zoom text as well as JAWS. And I have different magnification devices here at home and at work. So I utilize a CCTV to help me read material and to also help me to be able to write things out when I'm not able to write in large print using regular pens and whatsoever. But I am very happy to be able to have the opportunity to share a story about what it's like for me to meet the challenge, just hit on and never give up.
I understand you say, just said that you knew you never give up. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Is that what you say? You never give up?
I never give up.
That's my belief too. That's my saying. You never give up.
This is our motto. Never give up.
Because you know Rocky's favorite saying is, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, it's how many times you get up.
Yeah, correct. Oh, I've been knocked down a lot, but I get up and dust myself out and I said, that's all you got.
I have a question for you before we begin. Is it true that I heard the grapevine that you did a painting and you gave it to a famous person?
Yes, it's true.
Is it true?
It's true.
Why don't you tell the audience who the famous person was?
It was the President of the United States, President Barack Obama.
I'm getting chills. You actually, did you ever meet him? No.
No, I never did.
But you gave the picture to him.
Correct. After I had won in the art competition for the American Friend and House for the Blind, I ended up giving it to him.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive.
I'd like to see a picture of the painting that you gave him.
Oh, I'm gonna have to put it up. I you know, it's funny that when I was Googling my name, because I had some other research I was doing for someone else, I ran across the painting, and I should have, you know, saved it in my hard drive, but it didn't dawn on me at the time because I was trying to get the project out of the way. But it is on Google. It's called Winter Wonderland with an
A. Oh, Michael, is it the one with the houses with the long driveway in the front?
No, it's the one. It's got a lot of snow in it. At that time,
I can't see it.
This one you're holding, the painting.
I can't see it.
No, that's not the one. The one that is on there is it has a lot of snow. It has a lot of vehicles on it.
I'm gonna look for it.
I didn't know it's got a lot of snow in it.
Oh, I kind of did. Of course.
I can't see it.
Mike, you can see with your heart.
Huh?
You can see with your heart. Don't be a wise guy.
You can see your heart? Okay. I'm being a wise guy now. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're from north. Of course you're going to be a wise guy.
Being a wise guy. I'm sorry. What do you say? Come here.
You're from up north.
Oh, now you're knocking me from up north because I'm from Philadelphia? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would never
say. Oh, my goodness. Now you're knocking me from Philadelphia.
So have you
City
been,
of brotherly love.
So have you been painting lately?
It's been a while. Because, like I said, if you would see my studio, it is, I need to put in for FEMA because it's a disaster.
What's he saying?
You put it into FEMA, you know, FEMA for disaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. For funding? Yeah. That's funny. Charles, do you have any questions?
You have any questions, Charles?
How long have you been painting?
Ever since the age of 10.
Wow, 10 years old.
And did you're doing this, you're painting by how?
I do have photographs that I paint by. I also utilize memory, and I also go on the internet. If I find a photograph, I don't paint it exactly the way
it appears, but I do add a few things to it and take away a few things. So it's just painting by insight most of the time, because most of the stuff that I do pull up, I can't see it clearly. I can see shapes, but I'll try to fill it in from my memory.
Oh.
Michael.
Yes.
I have a question. Sure. Now, you play with the electric piano, basically. It's called electric piano. Is that what it's called?
Right. It's mostly a sound library that I have, and it's like you're utilizing Lego blocks. And what you have is, it's called a digital audio radio workstation, or DAW for short.
But the keys are like a regular piano almost?
Yes, they are. They are regular pianos. It's a MIDI keyboard that I utilize. And what a MIDI keyboard does is it's similar to a piano, except it doesn't emit sounds. What the sounds come from is from the software itself.
So what kind of songs do you play?
I play mostly instrumental songs. It's mostly chill out and down tempo. It's sort of like the modern jazz without the singing.
Modern jazz?
But a lot of electronics. It's synthesizers, a few traditional instruments, but it's mostly by sound.
I have to introduce you to Terry from Connecticut.
I would love to meet him.
You sound just like him. That's the funniest thing.
Terry from Connecticut, if you're listening, you should call in. I'd like the two of you to meet. Terry from Connecticut.
So tell us how people can find your music.
Well, it's all a majority of the music streaming services like Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, is Epic, all separate levels, Epic Soundwaves, all separate. And I'm also just now getting on board with a couple of streaming services in China, as well as in Canada. And as a matter of fact, I just got on a couple of radio stations in Canada. They're called what they call indie radio station, which is they're on the internet and they play nothing but music from independent musicians or unsigned artists. So I'm steady expanding my awareness. And as a matter of fact, I have a Facebook page that I had launched back in 2021. It only had 14 individual followers. And with all the advertising, it's now up to 9,600 people following me.
Wow. Michael, you live in Memphis, right?
Correct.
Did you ever hear of a record company called Sun, S-U-N, Sun Records?
Oh, yes. I know a history about it because I used to visit it a lot. It
no kidding.
It was used to be in North Memphis on a street called Danny Thomas and Chelsea. And it stayed there for quite some time, and then it later on would move close to downtown area near Manassas and Union, across from the college that I went to. And it's still there today.
Do you know what artist Sun Records sold for $100,000? They had an artist on Sun Records. They sold it to RCA for $100,000. You know who it was?
Let's see. I can't recall.
They call him the king of rock and roll. King.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. He was on the Sun label, and they sold him to RCA for $100,000.
Wow.
Did you know Ronnie Milsap? He was a completely blind country music singer. And
yeah, well, Sun had a lot of artists. But, a lot of good ones.
The one recording studio that I really hate that they had made into a studio was Stax Music, Stax Records. It had a lot of famous names to come, big names to come.
I couldn't hear that last one. Who? What label?
Stax, S-T-A-X.
Stax.
Oh, Stax, S-T-A-X. Of course, Stax. Oh yeah, absolutely. Stax had a lot of hits. Yep. So what else can you tell us, Michael?
Well, I
am, like I said, continuing to expand with the music, but the music, when I put it out, I also have to have what they call cover art. And it's great to be both an artist and a musician, because you don't have to go out paying someone to do the cover art, because we have so many paintings in our inventory, because my mother is an artist too, and she does a lot of abstract, and that's who the one that I took after is to take an interest. This art is from her, and I utilize about 80% of her paintings cover a lot of my songs. I have right now 27 releases out, and pretty soon it's going to be two more that's coming out in about another couple of weeks. But I use a lot of my paintings to cover, to decorate my music cover art as well. And I also have an album that's coming out at the end of this year. I have an EP that's already out, and another one that is scheduled to be coming out in mid-May.
Are you on a label?
Not yet. Well, I create my own label.
It's what do you do for distribution?
Well, I use what they call a distributor called DistroKid. And what they do is they do the distributing for me. As far as vinyl right now, I'm not getting into vinyl because it's not feasible, because with such platforms like Spotify, the cost has to, justify the means as far as putting out records, because you're competing against 2 million other artists on that platform alone. And it is a challenging situation where you are constantly trying to expand and grow your audience, but you're also trying to find a niche in that market. So as far as trying to put out any type of CDs or vinyl records, I just mostly go by the streaming service. But I'm also trying to put the music up to be utilized in movies and commercials as well.
How can the listeners hear your merchandise, hear your records, hear your songs, hear anything from you?
Be honest with you, I do have a lot of music on YouTube. All you have to do is just type in Epic Soundwaves, and it would put up a lot of my music. Again, Spotify is another one, and Instagram. I do have it on Instagram too.
Charles.
You have music on YouTube under what name?
Epic Soundwaves. That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Epic Soundwaves.
Can you spell that?
EPIC, right?
Yes.
All right.
Epic.
Okay.
That was
Epic.
A big label. Back in the day, my day, Epic was a big record company. Epic.
Yeah, I chose that name. Funny to say is I chose that name because of the fact is that it was like coming out on a grand scale. I'm utilizing sound waves to produce music that makes sense. Because when you look at it, as I was explaining before, when you're putting together these records, the sounds, when you play them by itself, they don't make any sense. And so what you're doing is it's like being a director. You're trying to convey the story through melodies and through sound waves to make it sound pleasing to the ears. And I chose that name because of the fact is that it would make it sound like you're coming out with a lot of great stuff, great content, and you want people to pay attention to who you are and what you're about. And so being vision impaired, because I used to have other things that I named Epic. I used to have an art show called Epic Vision. And I had a couple other items I can't recall off my head that I named Epic. But it is that word, those four letters that make it sound like it's something that you need to sit down and take a listen to, because it's not just mediocre. It's something that's coming out that is different. And it's exciting. So I love utilizing that word, Epic. And as far as Epic Records, I've heard of them a lot. And it's just some title that I think I would continue to utilize in other different ventures that I get into.
took down some of his town.
That is called Deep South.
What is that one called, Mike?
Keep on playing it, Chris. Keep on playing it. We love to hear it. Michael Stone.
It's called Deep Thought.
Big?
Deep. D-E-E-P. Thoughts.
Oh, deep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like deep, like deep, deep in the ocean, far beneath the correct walls, deep beyond correct measure, deep in outer correct space, deep thoughts.
Well, we're having a problem, I told you, with the audio in this, and don't I can't for us to hear you.
And then if you couldn't hear it, then you know I couldn't hear it, that's for sure.
Wait, no problem. I got one more for you. All right, Mike, what did you think about that one?
It was putting him to sleep.
That was putting me to sleep. It's so beautiful. Beautiful song.
So relaxing.
Very, very relaxing. Very relaxing song. Michael Williams, you're something else.
Thank you.
You're something.
Very nice.
And we look forward to you coming on the air.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back. We'd love to have you back. Multi-talented.
I love to come back and I hopefully to share some more.
We're going to have you back soon.
I look forward to it. And I thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. And Mike, I want to say this from the bottom of my heart.
Well, tell the people again. Tell the people again how they can hear your music.
It's on all major music streaming services. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and I want to say also, YouTube Music as well as YouTube itself is under Epic, E-P-I-C, Sound, S-O-U-N-D, Waves, W-A-V-E-S, all separate words. And it's also been played in some gyms and department stores. There's a company called MediaNet that utilizes a lot of my music as well.
Well, Michael, you're something.
Thank you.
He's definitely an unbelievable artist between, I understand, as an artist as far as a painting pictures and also on the instruments. Both. Tremendous. Wish you the best, Michael. Can't wait to have you back.
It'll be good to come back. And, Mike, I want to say this. You're doing an awesome job to let both the sighted and the sight impaired community know about all of the great things that happen all the world. And I want to say thank you for being creating this show, you and your wife. And the rest.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go on a break. Don't go away. Have a good week. Have a nice week and stay well.
Absolutely.
God bless you. We're going to go on a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981 option 3 or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Charles, your guest co-host for this evening. Michael and Lynn are at home in the studio.
That's right.
So we're here. We're
definitely
here.
Thanks for bringing us back,
Charles.
That great reintroduction.
Great voice. What can I say? It's hard to compete with a voice like that.
Yeah.
Charles, you're unbelievable. But I'll tell you something. That Michael Williams is something else. I have
yes.
to say, Michael, if you're listening, can't wait to have you back. What can I say? I'm looking for the right words. He's a gentleman. Yeah. Nice to talk to him.
What were you going to say, Charles?
Well, he's talented, obviously.
Oh.
Whoa. Very talented.
He's not just talented. He's a nice man. He's a very nice man.
He's probably grinning from ear to ear. He's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Are we going to go to Charles' trivia now?
Yeah, Charles, let's go to your trivia first.
We're running out of time.
Trivia time. Let's go to trivia. Your trivia song.
All right. This song is a classic made by a famous singer. There are two people singing this song. I would like the name of the artist. The name of the singer.
You're making it tough. They have
when
to get
I
both.
Was younger, I used to dream of a lover. Could be my shining knight of strength one day. He'd carry me to a castle in the heavens and battle all my dragons on the way. And he'd ride down on a great white horse. He'd bring me love I was longing for. He'd bring me joy and lasting peace. And on a great white horse, he'd ride away with me. Singing dum diddy dum dum, dum diddy dum.
When I was a young man, I used to dream of a maiden with long soft hair,
okay,
blowing in the wind.
407-894-1680. That's the phone number, 407-894-1680. You gave a hard one, Charles. You gave a hard one.
Difficult one.
I don't know. It's not hard.
But you just said two things I have to do. Two things.
Just two names.
Just two names.
Lucky if we get one.
Yeah.
Actually, David did that too.
And remember, folks, we want two things. If you're a new caller, you go first. And also, you can't call in if you won within the last 29 days. 29 days, can't win if you won anything in the last 29 days. So, any callers yet? I doubt it. 407-894-1680. What?
I have a question for you, Michael.
What?
How old does it, how good, how do you feel now that you are older?
Today, I feel young again. Depends on the day. Depends on the moment.
Oh, depends on the moment. Huh?
My ball game won. My Philadelphia Phillies won today, so I feel good.
Okay. And if they had lost, you would have felt bad.
Okay. I don't know how I felt. Is anybody calling in? No. We'll give them two more minutes, then we're going to give the answer.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, I see. I see the phone's ringing off the hook. Charles, anybody call yet? No.
Chris?
I think he's taking phone calls. That's why he's not talking.
Yeah. But Chris would be talking.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking now. I'm talking now. Okay. All right, so I got two callers on the phone line. I got John from Lake Worth, and I have Roy from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, boy.
Who do we have?
John from Lake Worth and Roy from Nashville.
Let's hear, Roy's a new caller. Let's hear Roy, new caller.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line, and let's talk to Nashville, Tennessee's very own, which I think he know the answer because it's not fair because I think he probably wrote the song with him. Roy from Nashville, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Who do you think?
So I didn't know who the girl was until you went to the second verse, and then of course I recognized Buck Owens' voice right away. And so I was, it sounded to me a lot like the second verse was Buck Owens. So I'm wondering if the first bit was Bonnie, if it was his wife, but I wouldn't swear to that.
Nope. You got part
no
of it.
No kidding. I thought I did. Okay. All right. So I wondered
you,
about
you
that.
You do have part of it.
Yep. Okay. Well, then I don't know. I don't know who the girl was. I just assumed because I know he did some duets with Bonnie, but that wasn't her. So I don't know then.
Okay. I have a question for you. Is your name Rory?
Yes.
And you're from Memphis, Tennessee?
Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
How do you know about the show?
My girlfriend, Kelly James, she
That's what we thought. Because the name sounded familiar.
Does that mean you're not working tonight?
Yeah, what happened?
Wow.
It does mean I'm not working tonight. My Sunday shift changed. I used to do the 5 until 8 shift at the Nashville Palace, but that has changed to the 2 to 5 shift. So my Sunday evenings are more free now than they once were because of the shift change.
So another musician on.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Did you hear Michael?
Michael Williams. Did you hear Michael Williams?
I did.
From Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah, I was. Yep, I heard his interview a little bit earlier tonight. Yep.
Well, for those who don't know, Rory is incredibly talented as well. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Rory, you play so many different instruments. It's amazing.
We weren't sure, but how many Rorys could be from Memphis and Nashville, Tennessee? Nashville, Tennessee.
Kelly's probably.
Well, there you go. That's,
yeah.
Well, Kelly was the one who told me to call in. Kelly told me I should
call
in.
Well, keep on calling in.
Because I was like, I think I have a guess at least who the girl was, but I apparently was wrong on that, but. Buck Owens is one of my favorite singers, so that's what, as soon as I heard his voice, I just took a guess at who the other one was. But anyhow, I'll let you all go.
Okay. Well, now that I know you're not working on Sundays right now, we'll schedule the call in. Maybe you'll play the accordion.
You never know.
Keep on listening. You might know the next trivia.
All right.
Take the other fellow real fast.
Take care.
Thank you, Rory. Say hi to Kelly.
Okay, let's hear John. Where's the his name?
John from Lake Worth.
You there?
Hey, yes. Hi, yes, Michael. How are you today?
How you doing?
Good to hear you guys. I thought I had the answer, but I didn't. I was way off. I thought it was Johnny Cash and his wife. But,
well, I appreciate the call, John. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay,
I appreciate
it. You guys have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow, Charles.
Well, you got to give the answer now, Charles, and nobody's going to get it.
Buck Owens is absolutely correct. The female singer is Susan Ray, R-A-Y-E.
So he got part of it. Oh, I would have given it to him. Nobody knows. Buck Owens. I couldn't believe he got part of it right.
Well, that's
yeah.
That's up to Charles.
All right.
He wants to give it.
We can give it to him.
Okay. Okay, Michael.
That'll work.
All right, that'll work. Kelly and Rory, if you're listening,
call in. We'll give it to him. He got it close enough.
Just
he said Buck
him,
Owens.
Chris.
I wouldn't have known that.
I told you it was a tough one.
All right, I'm going to give you another trivia right now, real fast trivia. And this one's not planned. My wife's going to yell at me, but here's one that let's see. Everybody should know this one. This is not a song. I want to know the first. I'm going to say I've said this before on this radio
Long
show.
Long story short, Michael.
Here's the question.
55.
Here's the question. Before my wife interrupts me again, here's the question. I want to know the first kids group ever that had hit records. The first kids group, this was kids under the age of 19 years old. Under the age of 19, kids group that had hit records. They had hit records.
That's fine.
I want to know what group it is. What group? It's not who you think it is. I want to know who you think it is.
Oh.
See, you just say it's not who you think it is, but you want to know who you think it is.
That's right. Because everybody's going to say, oh, I know that one. But it's no, I'm going to say it's not the obvious.
Well, they have 2 minutes.
Yeah, you got two minutes to call in. 407-894-1680. I want to know the first kids group that had hit records. That this group had a couple big hits. The lead singer, well, he was famous. The lead singer was famous. I'm not telling his name, but he was famous.
And you say Mime was hard.
The lead singer was famous. First big kids group. I've said this on the air many times. If you listen to this radio show, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Mike, that, yeah, wait a minute. That is not fair, Mike.
894-1680.
That is not fair, Mike, because everyone knows that answer. Everybody knows it was Elvis Presley and the Boys. Come on, Mike. Come on.
First big kids group. Who am I talking about? First big kids group that had hit records.
He said kids group, Chris.
Kids group.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I was thinking Bruno Mars when he impersonated Elvis Presley. First big kids group. That's what I was thinking about. Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
They had big hit records. The lead singer was very famous. Who am I talking about? First kids group ever.
Now, see, I'd say that was the Mickey Mouse Club.
407-894-1680. M-I-C-K-Y. I'm going to give you one more minute to call in. 407-894-1680. The first kids group ever that hit records.
Hey, Chris, we ought to make a record.
Right. We should just go right in. Listen, I got a caller calling in. Hold on one second. All right, so let's go in all the way because we got less than 60 seconds. So let's go in all the way to North Carolina and talk with our good friend Kevin from Greensboro. Kevin, how you doing?
Kevin, you think you know the answer, Chris?
Kevin? It's great to hear you again, Kevin.
I think I know it. I'm going to say Jackson 5.
Oh, you said the obvious.
You said the obvious. I'm sorry, Kevin. That was not the answer. I'm sorry, Kevin. That's not the answer. Sorry, Kevin.
Well,
it wasn't Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. Nope.
Are you going to tell them before you go to break?
I'll tell you the answer before you go to break right now. The answer was Frankie Lyons.
Wait. It's too late.
I've said this many times on the radio. They were the first. It was called Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. They had a song called Goody Goody. And they had a song called Why Do Fools Fall in Love? They made a movie about Frankie Lyman. He was very big in the 50s. He was famous, Frankie Lyman.
And you said Mime was hard.
Well, Charles, Frankie Lyman is on yours.
Anyone knows music should know that one. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthouse.org.